Today, I would like to have a look at the convergence between your TV, PC, and telephone. Or, in another language, the convergence between the computer industry, the broadcast industry, and the telecommunications industry. But first, let me go back to the past. The computer world, the computer industry, traditionally is a world of free enterprise and is very fast moving. No regulations. As such, standards are imposed by the suppliers and the user assumes a risk in accepting a standard. The telecom world traditionally was very regulated and very slow. Every phone should be able to talk to every phone. Competition, though, is speeding up the business, but at the cost of deregulation. This deregulation results in certain phones cannot be reached anymore. Think about the smaller long-distance carriers that are not too interested in serving rural areas. And US citizens face mobile phone networks that are not really compatible yet. So far, the computer world and the telecom world remains one, the broadcasters. Technology-wise, very slow. Well regulated, but different per country in standards. And about to go digital. Now, think about those three different worlds making one solution possible. Well, the answer seems to be yes. If you have to believe all three of them, they all say yes. And now comes the funny part. How to have this work together? Well, we have heard already about browsing internet interactively on your TV, or watch TV on your PC with a browser. And some of us receive email on their mobile phone. What lags behind, perhaps, is the current circuit switch telephone network, but at high speed we see phone operators and internet providers building packetized ATM networks to carry this kind of new traffic. Not bad, but probably not good enough. Now, I ask you, what would you like to have? I will give you 3 seconds to come with an answer. 1, 2, 3. Well, I hope you have an idea on what you really want. I think I have. My dream is that terminal of a decent size that I can carry around the globe, which makes me communicate, compute, and watch TV. A kind of enhanced mobile phone. Is it possible? Or is it possible to imagine? Or let me ask, would you have believed at Telecom 87 in Geneva that your mobile phone would be that small already? Moore's law about price and size would have made you predict. All overhead presentations about mobile communications and cellular telephony at the end of the 80s showed cars with a mobile phone antenna. Small portables were difficult to imagine. I predict that there will be a decent device within, let me say, 5 years' time that does all this for me. I am not too worried about the size. Mobile phones get so small they become too tiny to use anyway. Hence, let us use the volume that comes free to add more functionality or simply more electronics. Use LCD screens, and yes, there is my dream device with incorporated TV receiver to pick up digital TV. And meanwhile, I can browse the internet. Now think again. What makes this happen in the end? Yes, wireless communications. Sure, there will be a need for a high-speed transmission network, but the final loop between network and terminal will be wireless. Enough to mention that mobile phone penetration is about to be higher than the penetration of fixed telephones. And in addition, think about wireless local area networks. Your dream device at home may well be connected wireless over infrared. So will there be any convergence between those three industries? Computing, telecom, and broadcasting? Yes, I think there will be, and I predict that this convergence will be catalyzed through wireless communication. Stay tuned.